now.
Right this
right
very
now.
Second.
Right now, we're starting.
She surprised me, everyone. This is episode 57. This is our recap of The Walking Dead.
Yes, this was episode 6. Yes, of The Walking Dead. Yes, episode 6 of season 5. What was this one called?
Consumed. You probably need to stop this before you walk over.
Okay, so let's just get to it. Here's our Walking Dead recap of this latest episode.
She's flying the plane. So there's a pattern here. Kitty has been drinking, and now she's flying the podcast plane.
You're the one who said, do you want to pilot this
thing? Well, you haven't piloted in a long time.
I haven't piloted in a while. I have not.
So clearly, we
and
apologize.
That's why we had so many issues.
Right. At least you guys don't have to be here for all of our issues. But anyway, if you hear something in the background, it is our space heater running. We are down in my basement, which is a great basement.
Just really
as
cold.
Any basement, yeah. It gets a little cold.
Yes.
So we
have our space heater. It's actually very warm in my area.
I know. That's why I thought you'd want to pilot the plane, because you'd be closer to the heater.
I appreciate that.
Right. I knew you would.
Oh, look at you. Always thinking of me.
So we did not watch The Walking Dead together.
No, we did not watch it together. No,
but we did text.
We were texting. That's true.
So
texting the whole time. So, yeah. So we were watching it together in that sense.
Yeah. And I watched it live.
Yes.
Somewhat,
good. I know.
Somewhat.
Last week he did not watch it live, and I was texting him and he got
mad.
Stop! No! Don't spoil it for me.
Don't do it. But this episode was excellent.
I thought it was a great episode. Yes.
So good. Obviously, we'll kind of do a little more chronological. But to begin with, I want to say that I really liked the use of flashbacks this season.
I did too.
I think it's been needed for some time. And I think they're doing a great job.
I think so too. Absolutely. I mean, it filled in. I loved just seeing just these tiny moments from what's happened to Carol, the things that we didn't really get to see back when, like after she left the prison and you know, just these moments where she, with Lizzie, right after what happened with Lizzie and the other girl and that sort of thing. So it was really nice to see that, I guess character, you know, development and everything. I love Carol so much, and to see how far she's come since when we first saw her to what she is now, it's amazing. So, yeah.
And I think I'm pretty sure they went back and filmed these little flashbacks.
Yeah,
scenes.
I don't think
they filmed them at the time.
Yeah.
But just...
Yeah.
So good. And
really, yeah.
It kind of, you know, there was a lot of, I guess, kind of symbolism with smoke.
Yes.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yes.
And we saw a lot of that where Carol's running to the fire and then Daryl starting fires and things like that.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really like this episode. So many surprises.
Yeah.
And this is another reason I love The Walking Dead. We kind of thought we had it figured out in the last podcast of how everyone was going to come together, how Carol was going to end up in the hospital. And that's not necessarily
exactly what we were thinking, you know. So it was a little surprising towards the end of how she got into the hospital.
Right.
So
did you think when they started out the first scene right out of the gate before the credits, the opening credits, it was back when Rick told her she needed to leave.
She needed to leave, yeah.
I was like,
I know.
Wait a second.
What? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Because sometimes throughout the show, they'll show you like little scenes from, you know, season one or season two. And it's just like, what is going on here? What is the significance? And then we're going to kind of see what happened, where Carol went, and how, you know, she saw the smoke in the distance and knew she had to go back.
Exactly.
I mean, she could have easily been like,
yeah, I know.
Whatever.
She could have ignored it.
He
should have gone along her way.
Me out of the
group. Yeah, she saw the smoke coming from the direction of the prison, and she went and checked it out, and she saw it was on fire, and she's like, oh no, you know, like, I have to find them. And she did, you know. She found them and tracked them to Terminus and saved them. So, yeah. It's just, she's such a great character.
Yep.
God, just so good. So, and Melissa McBride is amazing as her. So,
Yeah, and it's funny how to think back of the Carol from season one mm-hmm. and season two, and where she, how she has grown. Sorry, I've met that look.
Who's been drinking also?
That's why I didn't want to pile the blame. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But how she's grown in the last couple seasons is just incredible.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So.
Okay, so we get these little flashbacks mm-hmm. in between Carol and Daryl on their way following this car.
Well, the first scene where the flashback where she, after the prison where Rick tells her to go on her own, she drives up, she goes back to the city. I don't know if it's Atlanta or if it's just a town nearby, but she goes and she drives up to this, like, a law office, mm-hmm. you know, and I was trying to figure out if that's something she knew this place or not, because it felt like she knew exactly where she was going, so, yeah. you know, and then she went in there and holed up until she saw the smoke coming from the prison, so I just thought that was, like, interesting. I just wondered if that mm-hmm. law office had something to do with her past also.
Right, because... Yeah. Later on in the episode, we see that she went to the shelter yeah. where she stayed for a very, very brief
yeah,
time.
Very brief time, yeah. Exactly.
When she tried to leave her husband, her mm-hmm. abusive husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. It just seemed like she knew exactly where she was going. Like mm-hmm. she went there with a purpose. So I was just wondering. But then that's when we come back and she's with Daryl, right?
Mm hmm.
Yes.
And they're on their way. And they're following the car.
Mm-hmm.
They run over a walker, uh-huh. pancake walker. I think that's what they called it in The Talking Dead. I think it gets hit by the first car.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think it gets hit by the first car. I think it, like, hits the car, but it's not, like, hit.
Right,
and that's
but
when
then
they
it
roll
falls
over.
Down.
Yeah,
and
it falls down. And
then Carol and Daryl ran over his head or something.
And they're just like, stupid walkers.
And then, yeah, so they're following the car. The car stops. They stop back a ways.
Yeah.
It looks like...
So they're following him into Atlanta. Like, they're following him through the countryside, and they realize they're going on I-95, I guess, that they sort of figure out that they... This car...
I-85,
yeah, 85. Okay, I knew it was a 5 in there. Anyway, they know... They kind of figure out that they're probably headed back towards the city. And so they follow him up to a point, and then they... stop because one of the cars stopped. The car mm-hmm. in front of them stopped.
And at first I'm like, oh God,
I know.
They're onto them. They know what's
I know.
Happening. But no.
But it was weird. I didn't really get what the cop was doing.
Moving debris out of the
Is that what was happening? Okay.
Roadway,
I knew he was fiddling with a bike and I didn't really know exactly what he was mm-hmm. about. It was a bike anyway, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there was a moment where you're like, oh my God, they know they're following him, but mm-hmm. luckily the cops, got in and drove off, but this is when their car ran out of gas.
Right. Did you jump when the walker hit the car?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
I expected something like it to happen, but even when you're expecting it, it still scares me a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and this is when they're like, oh man, car's out of gas, so they get out and they proceed on foot, because that's what they do, because they're mm-hmm. badasses, so... Yeah,
because they can't in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
It's dark.
It's just the two of them. They're not going to make a lot of noise. They could mm-hmm. easily move around without causing a lot of noise or a scene. So,
right.
Yeah.
And of course, that's when they get to the shelter where Carol went when she tried to get away from her abusive
mm-hmm.
husband,
mm-hmm. Ed.
Ed, and mm-hmm. She was only there a very, very short time.
A day, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what she said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a day and a half before returning to her abuser. Yep. And then when they kind of get in that conversation about starting over, and it was interesting. Carol was like, you know, you said we get to start over, did you?
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, I'm trying. Why don't you just say what's really on your mind? And she says, well, I don't think we get to save people anymore. And he's like... Then why are you here? She's like, well, I'm trying. And I think it's interesting because at this point of the zombie apocalypse, it's like the people who have actually survived.
Yeah.
They're survivors.
Yes.
They've survived
this
for
long.
A reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there aren't many people besides a priest who's holed up in a church. There aren't many
who
people who need
saving. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you're right.
You made it this long, you don't necessarily need
True.
A Daryl or a Carol to help you mm-hmm. unless you're traveling in a group. You get, you know, in a situation where you can't get out of.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, you're a survivor, and I feel like the people that we're going to meet from here on out
are going to be
dangerous.
Tough and Rumble and everything, just like their group is. Yes, exactly. Who aren't afraid to really pull punches when it comes to
mm-hmm.
doing what they need to survive. So, yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, you're not going to find a Eugene by himself someplace.
Exactly.
Because he would have been gone.
No, yeah, he would have died long ago had not come across Abraham. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you're right. Absolutely. So, this is a great scene between these two. I just love these two together. They're just... their chemistry and their friendship, and you know, is it romantic? We don't know. Some people are short.
We all have our theories.
Some people are shipping them. Some people aren't. You do have your theories.
I do my theories. I do my theories. You do as well.
I do.
I just feel, especially after. I mean, obviously, Daryl is a different kind of guy.
He is. It's true.
But I don't know. I think there's something there of
you think
why.
So, yeah.
Well, we might have learned in this episode what that might be.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Later on.
Uh-huh.
In the episode, but I don't know. I would think that if you were by yourself with someone,
I'd be all over Norman Reedus in a heartbeat.
Right, and he should be all over.
Yeah, I know.
You.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So I don't know. I'm pretty sure we're gonna discover this season what's the deal with Daryl. And the crazy thing is, you have book or comic readers have no idea because Daryl is not.
Yeah, Daryl's not in
the,
in the character. Yeah, okay. in the comic. Well, he is now, right? They've introduced him.
I think that was a fake thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm reading the comic now, and there's no Daryl.
Oh.
So I think that was kind of a fake,
like a
fan
service
kind
of thing. Yeah. I mean, say you will. I mean, I would. I love the idea of them having like sort of a romance, but it's also I just love their relationship as two people, as friends, and. And respecting each other and that sort of thing. So it's not necessarily that I wanted to go in a romantic direction. It'd be cool, but, you know. Also, I mean, there's a lot going on. So I think that's probably the furthest thing from their mind at this point, right? I don't know.
Well, not Rosita and Abraham.
Well,
or Eugene.
They're to you.
Or Tara.
Or Tara and Bob and Maggie and Glenn. Or, you know.
Right.
Okay.
But the problem is when you pair two characters up, you always have to worry, oh, God, who's going to die?
Yeah.
Like, these are two characters.
I know.
I don't necessarily want to see together just because I don't want them connected
and
to a point
would,
where
I would wager,
it would be great, not great, but let's kill Carol off because it's going to affect Daryl or vice versa.
And I would say these are two of the fan favorites, especially after this season. Carol is really, like, really raising up there in the fan favorite category. So, yeah, I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't think at this point they can kill off any more of the original cast.
You only
have a couple left.
I was listening to another podcast about The Walking Dead, and they were theorizing that, you know, whenever getting out of this hospital, that either Carol's going to die or Beth's going to die. And what do you think?
I don't think so.
I don't see either of them going so quickly.
No.
You know?
No, I don't think so.
I just don't see that happening. That's just me. Maybe it's because I don't want that to happen, but I mean,
well,
again, they put so much into both characters that it just feels like it would be a terrible waste to kill them both.
Well,
at this point.
And Robert Kirkman has said, he's like, I'm not going to kill someone just to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or I'm not going to kill him when you think I'm going to kill him. I'm not going to kill him at the season finale or, you know, not even the season premiere.
Yeah.
But, you know, he has killed people off in the middle of the season.
This
so
is true.
We could see that. But I feel like we would, and maybe not, maybe it will be a complete surprise. I mean, I do feel like there's going to be some kind of big catalyst or something that's going to happen at the end of this season.
Yeah.
Maybe this is where someone loses a limb.
Yep.
Maybe this is, you know, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
We just lost Bob.
We just lost Bob. I mean, Bob is Bob.
Bob is
sad.
Bob.
Not
right.
totally heartbreaking or unexpected, really,
right.
for me. But at this point, Beth or Carol.
I don't think so
either. Right?
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So, yeah. Anyway.
And plus, it's like to go. I mean, Beth has shown that she is a survivor now.
Exactly.
Like, I don't feel like Beth's story is over, especially since you have Noah there.
Yeah.
Which I feel like there's
a connection. That could be a thing,
That you're going to keep.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously, you know. Carol wants to get out of the group just for her own personal mm-hmm. reasons, but I don't think that's going to be enough. I think, and obviously we know she's injured.
Yes.
But I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening either. I just don't.
All right. We need to get bigger numbers so we can start.
Yeah, I know.
If they're going to kill someone, let's kill someone who...
pick out some folks who will be okay if they die. I don't know. Right. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, yeah, I just would be really unhappy if they killed mm-hmm. Carol, especially Carol at this point. I'd be real unhappy.
Well, and I think at this point, I mean, she's so injured.
Yeah.
That if she's going to die, she's going to go out fighting
exactly,
like hell.
Exactly. That's what... But
she's not going to be an injured
that's
Carol.
That's the little piece of me that's like, maybe, because she's so... hell-bent on saving people, trying to save people, that I could see her sacrificing herself to get Beth out of that bad situation, or her friends, you know?
If she even wakes up.
To going
up
out
in this.
A blaze of glory.
Yeah. I don't know.
I
don't think at this point you want to piss off the fan base too much.
This is true.
And especially with, I mean, we can count on one hand
mm-hmm.
the originals. We have Rick, Daryl, Carol,
Carl. Maggie, Glenn, Carl.
No, not Maggie. Maggie
oh, well, I guess she
two.
Is second season, yeah.
Carl.
But really, I mean, Daryl, Rick, Carl.
Carol.
Carol. Are, of the first group, they're the only ones, right?
Who are we missing? Are we missing anyone else? No.
No.
That first group,
I think
that's
it, yeah.
The four
from the
then.
First season.
Yeah, I can't think of... you have four original characters left.
Yeah,
you're not going to kill one of the
I don't see
the founding
happening.
Four.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I would hope not.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't agree with it, but mm-mm. whatever. That's
oh, and Glenn. Glenn's five.
Glenn. Yeah, that's right. Glenn. Oh yeah, Glenn.
So. Five. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not. You're.
No.
I just don't. I don't think right now. And the numbers are so small. Like, we have a small, small group, especially with Bob gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
now that they're split up and everything, mm-hmm. it's much smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
see it either. I don't see that.
I don't think so.
I could see the person losing a hand being the big, oh my gosh moment.
Yeah, but...
at the end of this midseason.
But how is that person going to lose a hand
I don't know.
Without...
if they're fighting.
Yeah, but... they all have, they're cops, they have guns. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Those are the weapons.
There's all kinds of things that could happen. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't.
Okay, so we're back to Carol and Daryl.
So they're holed up at the women's shelter.
And then they leave.
This is a real nice moment, though, too, because there was a zombie mom and I guess one of her kids.
Oh, yeah.
Were walkers, and then, you know. Carol actually gets some sleep, which is rare, I think, for her. And in the morning, we see Daryl's burning the bodies of these mm-hmm. kids, you know, and Daryl's like, you don't have to do this. So
yeah.
Daryl kind of took that burden of burning those bodies or taking care of those walkers off of her again.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what makes you love
Daryl. He has a soft spot.
I know.
He
he's a tough, soft, tough bad boy.
You know, the one thing that I kept thinking, I mean, yeah, he's burning the bodies, but then I'm like, oh God, we're different scenery. We actually have buildings. No, there are no woods.
I know.
Woods.
I know.
No, it's like, oh God, let's stay here for a while.
You know, and we get a scope of how just badly Atlanta has
mm-hmm.
gotten at this point after the bombing and everything. It's just empty. It's nothing but walkers for the most part. Scorched buildings, you know, it's just... pretty desolate area Atlanta is nowadays in the
but it's kind of a refreshing sight.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, there's no terminus, no boxcars, it's not a prison, it's not the woods, it's not some backwoods church either, so
right.
Yeah, it is kind of nice, you know,
or some really small town.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Stumbled upon.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree.
Okay, so Daryl's burning the bodies. Carol comes out, and then they decide that they need to get to a high ground to kind of scope out
mm-hmm.
where this church might be, you know, kind of do a little surveillance. And they come across, they go in that.
So they were going.
It's kind of like a fence, or.
Did they, is this when they noticed the van with the crosses on it?
They get up into that building.
Because they want to get a higher.
The building with the painting.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's when Daryl notices the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. When he notices the van with the crosses on mm-hmm. the back that's stuck on an overpass.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going through this other building to get a higher ground, and so they come across the suburb or the urban campground.
Oh, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right?
Is that...
I don't know. I don't know I don't know the timeline. I'm jumping all over the place.
I know. Apparently, oh yeah.
Because they right. by the time they get to the van, they'd already lost their weapons. Mm-hmm. So this had to yep. be before so this is they where get they to go, the van.
The pedestrian yeah. bridge and
yeah.
zombies in sleeping bags.
Yeah,
I don't know how that happens exactly. And intense.
Well, one of them was all zipped up the whole way, were, so I don't know.
There were two or three of them, I thought.
And it looked like one of them had, like, a stab wound or something, so I don't know. Maybe someone went down in that little campground, and people are stabbing and murdering.
Oh, they died, and that's
died,
how.
And yeah. yeah. I don't know.
But, and that's when we realized somebody's following them and figured it out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It was Noah.
Yeah, it was Noah.
But apparently, if there was a scene before where the camera lingers over Carol's shoulder, and... you can see, apparently, Noah getting into a car.
Oh,
so
really?
So you have to rewind your DVR.
Okay, so
times.
I totally missed
and you
that.
Make, out, make Noah
I might
out
have been
getting
tweeting.
Into a car. So, yeah, probably. Because he didn't wait till the commercial breaks, but... So they get out, you know, and they're coming back out. And I thought it was weird, and I knew this is where they were going to run into Noah, because of the way the camera was, and... Why, Carol?
Why?
Would you not
Why?
Look?
I know.
There's just a little
There's
opening.
There's a little opening in
Why
this door.
Why would you not peek out? I mean, not just for other humans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because they'd gone into this office to get mm-hmm. a better look with their scope, and this is when they spot the van with the crosses on it. And so they are crawling back through this office, through this little hole in this
the door. That door.
And Carol puts her gun out first. Doesn't look at anything, just puts her gun out first to climb through, and then she climbs through, and then Daryl climbs through, and oh, it's Noah. Noah's taking Carol's gun, and is like, give me your weapons.
I was just like, are you kidding me?
I was like, really? You're going to let Noah, like,
right.
do this to you?
Right.
So, I mean, Noah's great, but, I mean, it's Carol and Daryl.
Or at least, we know he was following them.
Yeah.
Like, at least you could have had something where
yeah.
she put her gun, she looked,
yeah.
and he was behind the tent or something.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, or something. Like, yeah. So he pretty much hijacks, he holds up Carol and Daryl, takes their weapons, and leaves them high and dry. And to add insult to injury, he opens one of the zombie mm-hmm. tents, and zombies come out.
Right.
And so, you know,
because obviously Noah can tell that these two are also survivors.
Exactly.
And
that's, he said something to that
themselves.
Effect, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, yeah, you look like you can handle it yourself or something like that. You'll be all right. So
yeah.
it was just, and then Noah takes off and they're like what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And then Carol shoots. So do you think she was shooting to kill him?
I don't know. I think maybe.
I think so
in
too.
That moment, yeah.
I think so
she
too.
Was. Yeah.
I think she lied to Daryl. And she's
yeah.
like, no, I was just going to get his leg.
Yeah. I think in that moment
she
was
shot and
going,
killed.
Yeah.
A girl,
exactly,
a little girl.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Carol.
I think Carol's past, you know, dancing around the bush at these sorts of things.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
I Even though she said earlier in the episode that, you know, she was still trying to save people, I think at that point.
I think at that moment, because of what was happening, yeah, she would have shot to kill him. Because they needed mm-hmm. those weapons, and he took them from them. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But it's just weird how, like, it... one point, Carol's, like, ready to shoot to kill him to get
mm-hmm.
their weapons back. And then later on, Daryl's the one wanting to, you know, let
oh,
this
right.
guy go. And Carol's like, oh, hey, come on,
yeah.
let's save him. So it's just a little interesting little reversal there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly, so.
So anyway, they lose their weapons and then they head to the pedestrian, or the bridge
yeah.
where the van is teetering.
Teetering on an overpass. So they're trying, they get in the van to kind of figure out where this van is, get a clue or something. So
mm-hmm.
they get in there and they get swarmed by zombies. It's just a bad situation all around.
There is no way. I would have.
They're trying to make quick work of this because they're like, okay, we got it. We got to hurry up. There's a bunch of zombies coming. Come on, come on, come on. And then Gerald's taking his sweet time, and apparently, and
well, he already had a plan. He knew what he's going to do. Exactly. Oh, if we get trapped in there, we'll just
plunge off the overpass. No biggie.
I mean, come on.
No biggie.
That was another one of those.
Again, they get in this van. They get trapped by walkers, but they do figure out that this van is from Grady Memorial Hospital because of the the stretcher inside of it. So, at this point, there's really nowhere they can go, so they strap into the front of this van, and then they just, I guess they, I don't know if it was the force of the zombies pushing it over, or if they tried to force it over to themselves, but the van falls off the overpass. There's been a lot of debate over this van I've been seeing on Twitter on other podcasts about, would the van have fallen tires first like it did? Or would it have flipped over? A lot of people think it would have flipped over. I do believe that, too. But it didn't really bother me.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I just
this
don't
is
think
a TV
that
show.
Been, I know, but that wouldn't have been the way to go. I mean,
we're...
It wasn't... But and here's the thing. The reason why I don't think it would have landed, because from what it looked like, it wasn't that far of a drop. So it wouldn't have given...
No, it wouldn't have had enough time to flip over completely. No way. No, no. In the way that it fell, absolutely, it would have fallen on its top. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, and here's another thing that if I was in that situation, I would think... if Daryl and Carol actually teetered on it, which they shouldn't have, because he was like, get your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
We're going over.
Yeah.
So they somehow did it. But it's like, why don't you just wait it out? Something's going to happen. This could
trigger
their... Yeah,
that's true. I mean, they could have...
Triggered the zombies.
Yeah.
I mean...
I know.
Something
could happen. But also, you never know. I mean, honestly, they're in that van. I don't know. Would so many zombies eventually push it over anyway? It might as well be a good thing to be strapped in the front. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, they survived the fall.
They survived, but...
Yeah, but
Carol's
hurt pretty bad. Yeah, from the impact of the...
Right.
Yeah, which is understandable. So, seatbelt save lives, kids.
They do.
Remember that.
Well, and then a couple of zombies fell down.
Yeah, I fell on top of it. Gross.
Mm-hmm.
So, they make it out, you know, miraculously they make it out alive. They're a little hurt, especially Carol, but they make it out. And so, now they know we need to get to that hospital. So, they go back into town, which has got to be real shitty. When you're hurt like that.
Right. Well, and they only had a gun and a knife, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go back in town, and that's when...
Is this they go into a building that's next to the hospital, possibly? Yeah, all right? They go to kind of scope out the hospital, see what's going on, and this is when they run into Noah again.
Right.
Yes.
They run, but even before that, I kind of want to talk about the book.
Oh, yeah.
That apparently fell from Daryl's bag that he swiped from the shelter. That it said, it's called Treating Survivors of Child Abuse, a Psychotherapy of the Interrupted Life. I swore it came out of Carol's.
I thought it was in Carol's bag, too.
I thought that she put it in there, because I remember her putting a bag.
Well, she had that book, and there was a... It was the Tom Sawyer? Maybe that's what the book she put in her bag, yeah. But I didn't... I just thought that the child abuse book was in Carol's bag. But apparently it was in Daryl's bag, so...
Yeah. And
we all missed that. Everybody collectively as a whole really missed that. Because I think a lot of people were saying, like, oh, that was in Carol's bag.
Right. And then it's like, well, okay, Carol has that bag. Obviously, she was abused, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of showing more about Daryl, because I think Daryl's got a lot...
Well, now that we understand that it's Daryl's, like, the Talking
obviously.
Dead,
I mean, you
a couple
know,
other things,
yeah, and
articles.
I mean, he's alluded to that, you know, Merle was a real jerk to him, his dad was a real jerk, so I imagine he probably did have some child abuse growing up, and that he wants to read about it, so, you know, I think Carol and Daryl both have some really tragic backgrounds, and kind of... You know, that's why they're kind of kindreds, I guess you could say.
And see, here's another little thing to throw out there. I think this is another reason why Carol and Daryl are not going to die this season.
No!
Because you now have an Easter egg.
Yes.
So, if this will eventually get brought up again in a conversation between the two of them. Because if you kill one of them, well, that little subplot is over with.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He's not going to bring it up to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. I mean... Yeah, they've already kind of established... Exactly. And right. I mean, it would be...
Who better to talk about those things
exactly.
with?
Exactly.
Carol.
You know, and yeah, and they are so close anyway, so I feel if anybody... Carol will be the one Daryl will talk to about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We need that. We need to hear more about... Because really, we don't always get to hear so much about Daryl. We mm-hmm. know some things, but... It would be nice to see a flashback,
right?
You know, before mm-hmm. before everything went south in the zombie apocalypse. So, you know, I would right. love to see that kind of character mm-hmm. development. So, yeah.
Well, and you know, he's kind of already pressed her a little bit on what happened to Grove mm-hmm. and things mm-hmm. like that. So they have this kind of safety
yeah.
area where they can talk and mm-hmm. between themselves and things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the little Easter eggs you need to
yeah.
to figure out.
Yeah.
See?
And I'm not discrediting your theory
watch
at
these
all.
Little things
I'm not. I mean, I'm not fully on board with your theory, but I mean, I get it. I get. Right. I see.
Because
I see.
You're not getting. That's a loose end.
Yeah, that's
that
a
is
total,
now a
yeah.
loose end.
Yeah.
You can't tie up that loose end without both those.
Yeah,
characters.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah. No. Because so. That would be such a disservice at this point to kill one of them and not even you know just.
Right.
Throw us that little Easter mm-hmm. egg and then never elaborate on it. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Or, I mean, Daryl might meet someone later on in the season and that starts some kind of
Do you
want to
share your theory?
No, I'm not going to share my theory. I don't want to be... I don't want...
I know what his theory
I don't want
is. He doesn't
want
to talk about it right
I don't
now.
Want pitchforks after me.
That's true.
I've been there. Yeah. I don't like it. It scares me a little bit. I hate being chased. So... It's a theory that's kind of been out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I mean...
You know it, so
I do.
If we have to talk about this in another podcast,
yeah, yeah.
if it happens...
That's true.
Right.
It would be an interesting development in Daryl.
Right.
I mean, and it would... I mean, there are points made that you've made that would totally right. fit.
If you guys want to know, just tweet at Gallon a Gay, and I will let you know.
I'm not... 100%. I mean, like I said, I don't discredit your theory. It's
right.
an interesting one.
It is.
I'd like to. See, I mean, and I think it would. Be, I would be happy. If it
and obviously,
that way.
Not all my theories
no.
come true. Except there are those.
Except
that,
for all of them.
Except for almost all of them. Almost all of them.
And he'll let you know when they do.
Yeah. Actually, you are always
I'm,
the first.
I'm
to know.
The first to know.
Called it. Okay, so, well, this is, I guess, one theory that didn't really pan out like I thought, like
yeah,
we had thought,
yeah.
which was great. Again, it's kind of what we talked about at the beginning. I like when this show surprises me.
Me
it's
too.
Like, I think I have it figured out.
Yeah.
And what actually happens is something similar, but
something,
it's
but different.
But different.
Way different, yeah, exactly. So they come across Noah again, you know, they have this confrontation, and, you know...
Well, first they find Daryl's arrow in a head of a...
Yes, that's right. They do find... They find Carol's like, is that your arrow? And he's like, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
my arrow. And they come across Noah, and he's struggling against some walkers, and then this bookcase falls on him. I really loved when Daryl took the smokes from him. Just
oh,
started
yeah.
smoking immediately.
Yeah.
Like a badass. It was mm-hmm. awesome. He just holds a cigarette in his mouth the whole time. It's like... You know, it was great. But this is where Daryl's like, no, we're going to leave him. Forget it. You know, forget it. We're leaving him. And Carol is pleading with Daryl, like, come, no, we got to save him. Come on, we got to save him. And they do. So they eventually rescue him from under this bookshelf.
And at this point, there's like 5 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, I know.
And like, how are they going to hatch
like,
a plan
is, come on.
in 5
I know.
Minutes?
It, like, they did.
I mean, this episode moved
yeah.
quite a bit, but I'm like, 5 minutes? There is no way to
yeah,
hatch a plan.
I know.
And then, you know, Daryl showed that, you know, he was a badass, but yet he
uh-huh.
still has a soft spot.
A little bit,
because
yeah.
the thing is, he had that crossbow already pointing at that walker.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Before Carol
yeah.
turned around.
Yeah, he comes
whatever.
Back and
saves
him and kills him. And this is when... Noah gets up and he's like freaking out. He's like, oh my god, they probably heard the gunshots, like we have to go, like they're gonna be looking for us. And this is when they figure out like that Beth is
well,
in this hospital
that
and
that
Noah
no
yeah Noah was in the hospital, Noah knows Beth and that sort of thing. So it's when they figure out like, oh okay, now we have to go in there. And so
mm-hmm.
so they're running because they figure the cops are coming at this point, and they run downstairs and they're I guess they were just running away, but
right.
this is the moment that really, it surprised me. Did it surprise you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not see this coming.
So when you're...
Carol didn't either.
No, Carol. So Carol runs out, gets hit by a car, one by one of the cops.
You gotta look both ways in a zombie apocalypse.
I just like that. Like, a lot of people are like, the one car in the zombie apocalypse
you get hit by. And you didn't hear it coming.
It didn't hear it coming.
Right. And the fact that she was so far away
from
the other two.
So
it's kind of tough.
So she got hit by this car. The cops get out.
And Noah stopped Daryl.
Noah stopped Daryl. I know, for
again,
one. But Noah's like, no. They'll take care of her. It's a hospital. They have medicine. They got everything in there. It's like, they'll take care of her. We'll go back and get her. And so he convinces Daryl not to go after her. But Daryl looks very torn and everything. So now this is when we see Carol gets brought into the hospital, and this is how we learn how Carol ends up in the hospital. Now, Dice, who was a special guest on our podcast last week, he's a coworker, and we were talking about it, and he thinks that Carol purposely threw herself in front of that car to get hit to get into the hospital. What do you think? I don't know, it's not a bad theory. I didn't get that impression that it was on purpose.
I didn't get that either.
It seemed like completely
accidental
to me.
And the reason, because if she had learned a little bit more about the hospital, just because Beth's there, I mean, granted, she knows that Beth has been taken, but we don't know, that's an interesting
But that's true.
Theory.
But the thing is, like, they didn't really know much about the hospital other than that it is a hospital and Beth is in there. And these guys took her.
Right.
So they don't... I mean, Noah's telling Daryl, yeah, like, it's fine. It's like a full hospital. They got medicine and everything.
But Carol...
They didn't know that, you know, going
in.
They didn't know that that's the kind of setup that's in there.
She just knew at that split minute that all this happened that Noah was scared to go back there. And he seemed to be scared of them. But for her to figure that out, all that out, and not like, she didn't even have a conversation with him about it.
Yeah.
Like, why are you scared? Why do you say
exactly,
that? Why,
exactly. Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe, I mean, it's Carol.
It's Carol. I know she's smart, but still. I just didn't get that impression.
No,
I'm not saying it. That's not possible, but it's just I didn't get that impression.
Well, I mean, that's the original theory that we all figured.
Exactly.
Like, oh, Carol's here because
she let herself.
She's here to rescue.
Yeah, exactly.
Beth, but as we found out in the preview thing, Carol is in terrible shape.
Yeah, terrible. I mean, she's
number
really
one,
hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Number one, she survived that fall with the
she's
van.
She's really hurt from the fall
and
of the
then
van.
She got hit by a car.
So yeah,
like. If you're going to fake getting hit by a car, you can kind of fake getting
hit
by a car.
I mean, you could, but she got really hit by that car. That car really hit her, like, hard, so.
And she, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
But
can't
I don't,
rule anything out, but.
To be hurt that bad.
Yeah, I know. She was really hurt, so. Yeah.
It would be different if she didn't get hit by the car.
Yeah.
And she ran out there and they, like, said, stop, you don't
exactly,
go anywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
She's carrying a gun.
Yeah.
Then that, and she's like, oh, okay, oh, you're here to help. You know, like,
you
can kind of play it that way, but for her to get hit.
Because, I mean, if she's really getting hurt, like, you can't do anything if you're hurt in the hospital. You can't help Beth that way, so,
So, a couple things that are flimsy.
Yeah.
Especially with Noah holding Daryl back.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
But theory was right that Noah is going to be the guy in the shadows.
In the shadows
with
Daryl. Yep, exactly. So
and I did like the little conversation right at the end that Daryl and Noah had. He's like, we can get her back. We can get Beth back. He's like, well, what's it going to take? And he's like, a lot. They've got guns and people. And Daryl's
so
like,
do we. Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They're going to get her back.
What an awkward drive that must have been from Atlanta back to the church.
Well, kind of. Yeah, kind of. But, I mean, it's going to give them enough time to figure things out and bond.
Yeah, true.
Because they're going to need to. And, you know, Noah's going to fill him in on everything that happened with Beth.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is a good sign.
So 2 episodes left.
Yes.
This next episode is all what's going to happen at the hospital. And then final episode, I mean, do we go back to...
It's like, are they going to wrap up the hospital thing next week, you think? Because they, even in the previews, they had shots of Glenn and everything, so I feel like they're going to do a lot of cutaways between the hospital, the church, getting into the hospital, that sort of thing, and maybe what's happening with the guys who, on their way to D.C.
Oh, we did see Glenn,
We did see a shot of Glenn.
Hmm. And so our guys that were on their way to D.C., they didn't take 85.
I don't know what they took, honestly. Because they're going
north.
Well, they
must not have, because they would have
ran into Atlanta. Yeah, they're going a completely different direction than Atlanta is, I would think. So,
yeah. So it's not like they're going to, Daryl's going to
They're
going
to run into him on their way now. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they're going a whole other way. So, I don't know. It's just, like, because the whole hospital siege, that seems like a mid-season finale more than, so I just wonder what the big, moment is going to be for this mid-season.
Yeah. Or,
unless
they,
it's on.
They could do, that is the really big part, and then, like.
The last season, the last one
is kind of.
All gathering back together on their way to D.C. Because they're, I mean, they're all going to go to D.C., I think, right?
You think?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because I think in the comics they do. They all eventually start going to D.C.
I wonder now. No. I feel like.
But what's going to happen? Where are they
going
to go?
Obviously, we don't know which way it's going. But I think they start their own, like, little city. So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a big reveal of another character at the mid-season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I hope they stay in Atlanta or someplace.
Yeah.
Get out of those woods.
I know.
I mean,
I wonder.
Yeah.
But I am excited to see the siege of the hospital. I'm excited to see how they handle that, because those people have no idea what they've gotten themselves into. So.
No, they have no idea.
Yeah, they have no idea.
They have no idea that Noah has hooked up with them.
Yep.
They don't know about Carol. But with that preview, it seems like Beth is not doing Carol any favors.
No, apparently not. Yeah.
Which makes no sense why. Well.
Well, you know.
If they think Carol's so far gone that they're not going to treat her.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what they did with that doctor in that one episode. The one who was dying, and they're like, yeah, it's not worth it, you know. So.
Hmm. And then it's like, what kind of ground is Beth on there? I mean.
She can't be on good ground.
She.
Given that she tried to escape, and they found her again.
She's still an orderly.
Yeah, I know. Which is surprising.
But it looks like she's been beaten up.
But this is like, I don't know how far after this is supposed to be that the escape happened. Because the wounds on her face are still
kind of
pretty fresh. So it can't be that long after Noah escaped that this has happened.
Like, it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
I also thought, like, more earlier on in the episode where Daryl and Carol rounded the corner in Atlanta and there were all those.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, they're going to. Because that was before meeting up with Noah and things like that. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to be right there.
Yeah.
Like when Beth.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh my God, that would have been crazy.
Like they just missed Beth
and
helping her.
Yeah.
And they run right into Noah, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because then that would have told you right then and there.
Yeah.
How long it had been.
Exactly.
But it didn't seem like. Yeah,
no.
I would say only maybe a couple days.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't think it's been very long. Like, a couple days because it seemed pretty fresh, so. Anyway.
I mean, another good episode. Obviously, there were some holes, but I liked it. I actually liked it better than the last episode.
I would agree. I mean, I really liked. I think it's just because you have two really great characters together doing really great things.
Well, and this is an episode where I even thought about, you know, I could go back and watch this one again.
Yeah, I did
too.
There
are some where I'm like,
yeah,
I don't want to watch it
again. I felt the same way. I felt like I would watch this one again for sure.
Well, now I want to go back and watch and see if it was Carol's bag, Daryl's bag, somebody's, you know, bag, and because they both acted awkward about it, so it wasn't.
They were both very awkward about it. I agree. I think it was in Daryl's bag. They dropped it. Carol saw it and was like, "Hey, what are you doing with that book, there, buddy?" And they didn't really say anything about it. So maybe that's what it was. Hmm. But yeah, I thought it was Carol's too, but.
So anyway, this was episode 5.6.
Really great. I mean, you know, and I saw a lot of people on Twitter, too, complaining. They was, oh, so slow and blah, blah, blah. But just the thing, people, I'm getting real sick of this because it's like, every episode can't be...
The first two
episodes. Action, 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 zombies, zombies, zombies all the time. You need these episodes in between to make you care.
But there's so much that actually happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there were a couple seasons back
where there was nothing.
Oh, my God, the farm seasons.
There were a couple of Governor episodes, too, where I was like, oh, my God, shoot me. I can't even, you know. So, yeah, I mean... Granted, but I think they've done a really good job this season, especially of keeping even the slower paced ones with still a lot happening. Mm-hmm. It might not be all action, but there's still enough happening where it keeps you engaged and keeps you interested. So, yeah.
Okay, so next episode is episode 7. It's called Crossed. Mm-hmm. And then the mid-season finale is on November 30th. And it's called Coda. So I don't know what that means. Crossed... could mean a few things.
The cross is on the cars?
Right, cross or crossed everyone paths. Crosses paths.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll see. But anyway.
I don't know.
So two more episodes for this year.
So disappointing. It just feels like it just started, and we're already getting to the mid-season, and we'll be back until February.
Yeah, February. Yeah. February 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, guys, we want to know, join us in on our conversation. At A Gallon of Gay on Twitter. And if you tweet at us, and we might send you something fun.
Please tweet us. We'd love to get some tweets.
Loot Crate.
Yeah.
And there were some Walking Dead items in that last Loot Crate, so we will we'll send it to you. Yeah, tweet at us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, and you can also Facebook us, A Gallon of Gay. Tell us what you think. Message us. We post all our podcasts and everything on there, so we'd love to hear from you. And also, if you just want to email us, we're agallonagay@gmail.com. So, really. All thoughts welcome. We'd love to hear from you, so please.
And I will share my theory with you if you tweet at me.
It's a good one.
It is pretty good.
It's a good one.
So, cool. Well, guys, thanks for listening.
That's it. So, until next time, bye, y'all.